Ralph, good to see you.
Hey, Katie, just hit the record. I realized I hadn't hit record. So yes, good to see you.
Yes. So what are your thoughts on moving forward with clarity? How do we get to a place of clarity when there's so much information and so much activity that we perceive that we have to do? And how does that take us away from our goals? And how can we get back on that track, feeling good and confident and clear about what's next for us?
You know, what I think and how we like to play is, you know, you with your book, Pure F and Magic, and, you know, our idea of our way of being is beyond limits. And what I notice, you know, I'm lucky enough to have almost a 12 year old, he's turning 12 soon, and a 6 year old. And they have a different view of what, how life is going and what they're going to do. And so I won't give their heartfelt desires, but it's at the highest level of playing in the world. And I think somewhere along the way, we start to settle and think we can't do this and we think we can't do that. And so what I do and what is kind of cool, it could kind of bum you out if you realize you're not where you thought you would be at this point in your life, you know, but is to really sit with this stillness and then and think, yeah, how do you want to live your life? You know, it is like the last 3 months of the year, and it's the what is it called coming up? The equinox.
Equinox,
yeah. And like if you're not where you really want to be, if there's something gnawing at you, one thing to do is to just think about, like, if you were beyond limits, if there was magic, if it's true what the, you know, the spiritual teachers say about being a God and you have the Holy Spirit in you, or if it's like what the quantum physics people just came out with this year in the Nobel Prize, three different groups said every dot of the universe is not really real in the way we think of reality. It's more every dot is infinite possibilities. You know, you think of the atomic bomb and there's like, or the atom, and there's that much energy inside every little atom in us. So it's like what I kind of like to do is to just go right to the whole thing, the whole enchilada, as we say, like, what's your real vision? Like a little kid, like, you know, what do you really want? And then we've got some stuff to play with, because otherwise it's like, what's the point? I think, I mean, it's some, most people won't do this, and most people will just settle and they'll just do what they're told and they'll just, you know, go like that. And that's okay. But, you know, I think it's like nice to really tune in like a little kid again and see, what do you really want first? And then we can figure out that part.
Yeah, I feel like this year too has been a lot of that. There's been so much happening in the world, and it's really pulling at our heartstrings. And it feels like it's asking us, like, are we really truly aligned with what it is that we say that we want? And, you know, are we coming from a heartfelt place, a place of pure truth and passion, desire for, you know, creating something meaningful? Or are we going from that headspace, that programming that's telling us, no, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is what you're supposed to do. Follow, you know, follow the model, the system that doesn't work, and, you know, be miserable. And we're starting to see so many people leaving that mindset and actually following their hearts. It feels like there's, you know, just like, you know, 500% growth of entrepreneurs in the past couple of years, because this, again, this falling into that childlike, again, curiosity and dreamlike ability to really create something from nothing, and knowing that there are all of these infinite possibilities when we take the time to slow down and tune in and really create that path for ourselves, right? So what else can we do? What if we don't know? Or what if we're unsure about what it is that we really want for ourselves? How can we get in tune and figure that out for ourselves?
Yeah. Well, you know, the stuff we use with our clients one-on-one and in our group is a way to like the great spiritual teachers have said, you know, to be still and just to notice. And that seems to be the first step. And so one thing that we like to do, of course, you know, you and I, is to like we said, think about, like, if you don't have a vision, it's like you can't even imagine what you really want. What you could go do is imagine how it is right now. And if there's any obstacles in the way right now, like if stuff is causing worry or concern or some sort of suffering or angst or something's not right, even if you don't know exactly what's not right, if there's something gnawing at you, then that's the entry point. And what we can do at that point is to be still and then to notice. And what we like to do, you know, you and I, with our people, is to be still and notice what's happening, like in your body. And that's a nice starting point. And then at the end of this session, if you like, we can do a little something and an energetic thing to help people heal and shift stuff. And spoiler alert, it's already happening because we're here. And that might seem audacious and like ego and like, come on, it's like, cause you and Katie are here, but you literally get paid to be you. And that's what you said before we went on screen. And that's what I get paid to do. And so, and one of the benefits is people can be different simply from hanging out with us. And so, you know, if you were to notice something different, what might that be? And then would you notice it? Like, would you notice, wow, today is different after I just hung out for 5 minutes and then got pissed off and clicked off of those guys? It's like, you know, you might just miss it. Or you might just say, come on, you guys are crazy. What a bunch of egomaniacs. But my suggestion is, whatever's gnawing at you, if you're here, something's probably up. And then to be still and notice, and then hang out with us for a bit and see what's different. And we can kind of backfill it in and unpack it for you and tell you how we do this sort of thing and how you can do this sort of thing. But we play, you and I, with real magic.
Yeah. And I think also, you know, embodying and embracing that fact that, again, you are such a powerful creator, a co-creator with the universe, and literally anything is possible. And I think that almost that knowing gives us a little bit of focus and clarity, because we want to make sure that we're creating things that are good, that feel good, that are aligned, that are constructive. But then also knowing where we are creating things that are destructive for ourselves.
Yeah.
And when we take that time to tune in and to really listen and to notice what is really tugging at our heart, then we can take a deeper look into what are our actions, what are our thoughts, what are our words, how do we feel about all of this as we're moving forward? And that gives us a lot of clarity as to whether or not we are in alignment with who we say we want to be, and calling in, again, those energies, those opportunities, those resources that continue on that path. And I think that also when we start listening to the negative self-talk or the naysayers, or, you know, even people who want to compete with you or tear you down for whatever reason, or they don't believe, yeah, you know, when we run into these things, we can notice where we're still holding resistance for ourselves and where we are unclear about what is our truth. Because it's very easy, again, to be swayed by somebody else's persuasion, right? And the way that they see the world and the way that they explain it, because perhaps, again, it's herd mentality, where when you have this outsider's sort of understanding and opinion, then maybe you start to doubt yourself or say, maybe I am really crazy thinking that miracles and magic and all of this woo-woo stuff can happen. But when we are willing to get clear about our truth and what we believe, then it becomes, it gives us more empowerment. It gives us more confidence. It gives us more courage to step out as that version of us who is rooted in the truth. And the deeper we are rooted in the truth, I feel the more clarity shows through for us, in the sense that we are not afraid to be us. And going back to what you said, we get paid to be us. And it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. And we don't often think that that's an actual possibility, right? Who goes around saying, oh, I just want to get paid to be me, right? But when we have that understanding, then it can become very clear what our next steps are, what actions we can take, because it makes us more us and it allows us to shine through even more. So I believe, you know, when it comes to figuring out, well, you know, what do I need to be clear on? It's just about noticing, well, what makes you light up? What feels good? And what do you need to do in order to release the resistance around having that good feeling show up for you all the time?
Yeah.
So Ralph, is there anything in there that you
so much in
wanna
there.
Add?
Like it's so much like, yeah, cause it's what I'm noticing right now is like, you know, it feels like you're talking about your heart or what does your heart really know? Like your heart already knows the truth and it knows when you're getting told the not truth. And one possible place that the not truth is coming in is in that little cell phone. You know, if you're always like, you know, checking your email and looking to see who hearts and likes your stuff and you're always concerned about what other people think about you. We all have this a bit of the herd mentality because we to belong to a herd keeps you alive in the, you know, instinctual model of being an animal. And so to step out of that can feel very uncomfortable. But the problem with it is, like I was talking to one of my friends this last few days about truth and about changing things. And it's like, there's so much that it just doesn't, people don't want to change because of their ego. And so if a whole group is doing things a certain way and they've been doing it for years and they get data that, hey, that's not as efficient or that was actually not true, there's a better way to do it. And I can give a lot of examples. You know, you guys know the examples of how long it takes for something to change. Simple one is it took like after they found out lead was not good for children, lowered IQ, it took more than 10 years to get it out of the gasoline at that point, after they already knew, because, you know, there was so much of like, no, we don't change. This is how we do things. And it seems like and then the whole group tends to keep that because it feels comfortable. And somebody goes and does something different, like, hey, let's take lead out of the gasoline. It makes the group really uncomfortable because you're doing something that's not what the group does, even though they're getting data that, hey, but it's not a good idea. So it's like, so how do we, what do? Do you just do what, you know, you've been told and follow along and just hope somebody else does something to like create a change to like, for example, take lead out of the gasoline? Or do you start to like do something to play in the world that actually works better? And the heart is the place to go look for that. And when you have a problem, an obstacle, an angst, something that's gnawing at you, there's something you can find in you. And that's where we go heal it. And then you can decide, are you going to do something? Like, what do you want to do? And if it's uncomfortable, you don't have to do it. But you know, if you did get to be you and do what you're here to do, that could be pretty cool. Most people won't do that. But the ones that do, that's who we're talking to, because there is a way to clear this stuff and use these obstacles as your way to do what you really get to do and be you. So yeah. I don't know.
That discomfort is part of the growth. And I think that's what keeps a lot of people playing small, is there's just that fear of feeling those uncomfortable feelings. And there's all of this doubt that goes through our minds, like, what if I fail? Or what if I can't do this? Or what if everybody hates me after I do this? And we get so caught up in, again, what you were saying about caring what other people think, and that clouds our clarity. That doesn't allow us to focus on what we need for ourselves and how we can create what we need. It takes our focus on what other people need, and it takes our focus outside of us looking for all of that validation. And that does not give a clear pathway for us to walk down, because it's not our path, right? It's the version that somebody else created for you based on their perceptions. And it's, again, we feel like we have to bend ourselves and contort ourselves to fit into that box of limitations and go down that path that someone else created for us. When again, if it doesn't align, then we end up feeling disappointed or discouraged, or again, not able to do what it is that we really want to do or what we came here to do. But when we say, you know, that's your perception, that's your vision, this is mine, and I'm going to be focused on what I need so that I can get the clarity in order to see the next steps on my path, then we anchor in our ability to, again, hone that power that we have and call in that co-creator juice to really manifest crazy, amazing things that leave other people just, you know, with their jaws on the floor saying, how did you do that? And when you say, I didn't follow the traditional path, I chose to follow what felt good for me. You know, what's the response that we typically get? Oh, it can't be that easy. Like, there must have been some sort of secret trick that you were doing, but it really is that simple. And when we take the time to clear out that resistance, then that focus and that clarity for what's next has the space to come through.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, if you were walking outside a grocery store and you didn't know who Bob Dylan was, some of you might not know who Bob Dylan was, or Willie Nelson, and they're singer-songwriters, you know, but if you didn't know them and you walked by and you heard their voices, they're kind of like weird little voices with weird little songs. You might just walk right on by and walk right back out. You might not even put a couple bucks in their hat, but you know, they didn't think they were so small. And so it's like, can you do that? Or is that too audacious? Is it just too crazy to think that maybe you can be like a little kid, you know, and just like have a dream like that and then actually go for it? I feel like they're already, everybody that's watching right now, it sounds crazy. I know, to some people, to some it's like, yes, yes, yes. But it's like you're soaking in it. You know, you're soaking in it. I did had a conversation a while back with somebody and that had a certain physical problem. And we were talking and she was deciding if she was going to work with me. And then I got an email back later and said that her physical condition was much improved just after chatting with me. And so so that intrigued her, and she's going to continue with me to help achieve her goals and what she wants in life. And so in a similar kind of way, you guys are all soaking in this thing. And if we want, Katie, we could do a little something just to like let them see. They're already experiencing it. They just might not know it yet, but we could do a little something right now. Or we could just, I put the link to where we play in a big way every day, 5 days a week with this, and help people achieve their dreams, heal their life, heal their health, and start down the path of what they really want. It's what we do every day. So they got the links there, but we don't have to like play anymore. But I don't know. What do you feel like? What do you see? You've got, what's the name of your book that's coming out again?
So yes, my next book is Lessons from Earth School.
Lessons from Earth School. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. And it does get into a lot of these topics actually on how to, well, basically live life on your own terms, because, you know, we don't get a manual down here. And again, like, we are programmed with so much that stands in the way of us recognizing our greatness. And I think that just the more that we can honor these things about ourselves, use these truths that we find out from, again, just being consciously aware of the experience we're having in this physical reality, you know, and taking the time to work on and clear away all of that resistance to being the truth of who we are. You know, this is what we do in our group. And again, being willing to clear out that resistance to who you are is what really makes you that role model for the rest of the world and gives other people that, you know, that unconscious permission, as Marianne Williamson says, to also do the same. And when we take the time to heal ourselves, then we are also helping to heal the entire collective. And, you know, that's really the importance of doing what it is that we do, and the importance of also for everyone who's watching, for everyone on the planet, even to really be who you are, because again, that's helping to heal the entire collective. And it starts with us. Nobody can do it for us, but we can have guides and we can have mentors and we can have support around all of that healing work that it takes to fully remember who we are, you know? And so we kind of set something up before we even hopped on. And I feel like that's still working because I have felt the energy shift several times throughout this short conversation. Yeah. So it's again, and even in that equinox energy that we're feeling and Libra season coming up as well, like there's big, big shifts that are just waiting for us. And some of them, they're going to come and hit us like a tidal wave. It's coming anyway. You can't stop it. So why resist it? It's almost like, okay, just throw the towel in the air and, you know, ride go the for
wave.
The ride.
Ride the yeah. wave. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. Well, that feels really good. Let me go see what's going on in the group. There's a nice like, Connie Ann. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's kind of been what's going on. And again, energetically, we're talking balance is trying to come in for us, but we just have to notice where we are still holding on to our old ways of thinking, our old ways of being. A lot of our old physical stuff as well. I feel like a lot of people are getting that whole like purge sort of energy, myself included. But this is the time to get yourself set up, to set up your fall garden, if you will, with those intentions, those new intentions for the rest of the year, thinking forward to also what do you want to see happen for you next year? Like, what do you want to continue to grow over the next 6 months? I think it's important to have, again, a little bit of clarity on the direction you want to go so that all of this energy is coming in can be directed in a constructive way for us as we, again, work to write that next chapter. And, you know, everything changes. And when we can kind of go with the flow and just allow those changes to happen without judging, without fear, without doubt, without worry, and just know that everything is happening for us, right? My favorite thing from Abraham, everything is always working in my favor. And just knowing that whatever is happening is helping us to become more of who we are. And that's really where your power is. That's where the clarity is. That's where all of the magic happens. So your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to embrace and embody who you are becoming, and who you have been. So Ralph, is there anything else that you would like to add before we sign off?
It feels perfect. Yeah, so I just encourage people to notice what you notice in your physical body. Are you different from hanging out with us if you're still here watching? And even if you're watching after the fact, you know, and then just notice what's different over the day. And you might just kind of notice it and go, wow, that's different. Whether you can say it's because of hanging out with us or not. But if the more you hang out with us, you could kind of do it as a little test and see. And if this speaks to you, if it calls to you, find us, Katie Cavanaugh, Ralph Havens. I've got our links everywhere that we're going to post this, and we do this healing every day. So, yeah, so good to see you, Katie. It's just awesome.
Yes. So thank you everyone for joining us. Let us know what has been most valuable to you in the comments, and we will see you next time.
Bye-bye.